538, 730 WTNT, The Truth. It's Andy Parks live from the Washington Times. And I'm joined now by Meredith Summers. Hello, Meredith.
Hello.
I saw your front page story, Crackdown on the Occupy crowd.
Yes, it's been serious.
Chief Lanier says, hey, I've had enough of this. Is that what's going on?
Well, to an extent. The other night, on Friday night, there was a... It's really turned into a he said, she said, but five people got injured, regardless of what people are saying. And she issued a statement on Monday that said this is no longer a peaceful protest, which are pretty dicey words for, they've been here for the past month, being Occupy DC, and for the most part, and they'll all tell you the police have been really great with us. They've escorted us to where we're going, where we marched. But yesterday was really the first time that the police have said, hey, you guys need to just... watch yourselves, because we're obviously watching you. We're here for the safety of everybody.
And that brings me to this question. Evidently, they are watching, because Kathleen Lanier said that they had checked out some videotapes. They don't have, videographers going around the police department,
right?
No,
that's initially what I thought. No, what I've seen, because the police issued their statement and included in the press release were a bunch of YouTube links, and the YouTube links are I don't believe it's a police officer, but there are several videos from, at least from the perspective of these cameras, of Occupy protesters using themselves and their children to blockade people leaving the convention center or going into the convention center or blocking traffic. And on the flip side, you've got Occupy protesters watching cops do the same thing with their cameras. So it's interesting to see. There's this one event, multiple cameras, so many different angles. And so that's why everybody's very hesitant to...
Yeah. What type of person are you if you use your kids to block the road? I don't know.
Right.
It's just one of those weird things.
Right.
And I've seen that before, and I just cringe every time I see it. All right. Evidently, someone did strike some protesters with a car. Right.
And at some point, there was contact between a body and a vehicle.
Yeah. Right. And the thinking is that maybe the people ran into the car rather than the car ran
into the... Well, from the police's perspective, at least from what I've gleaned from various sources, is that there were so many people in the street, this guy panicked, and it was by no means a conscience, I'm going to floor this vehicle. But the protesters, and I can sort of see where they're coming from, too. It's, here's a car. You should see us standing here. So it's a little bit hairy at the moment.
I was trying to think of what I would do had I been surrounded by a bunch of people. You're going through an area where there's a protest, and all of a sudden a bunch of people show up around your car, and you don't know them. Quite frankly, some of these people are wearing masks like terrorists.
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
And to me, that just shows you're gutless, you're a coward, reveal your face. If you're going to be down there, don't wear a mask because you look like you're in the Middle East with an AK-47 in your hand as a terrorist. So cut that crap out.
And it happened at night, too, and it wasn't like broad daylight. And it happened right next to the convention center.
Exactly.
So, this is a major street. It's not like a court or some cul-de-sac where nobody's around. This was L Street, New York Avenue 7.
Yeah.
These are major streets, and they have stills. And, there are people everywhere, and it's a Friday night in D.C., so people are out, and it was pretty scary.
I'm telling you, I want to warn you right now, if that happens to me, people come up all around me, I am flooring it, okay? the gas pedal goes to the floor.
The windshield wiper fluid's going to go.
Exactly. Everything is happening, okay? So don't come up to my car, okay?
Note to self.
That's right. All right, so where do we go from here? This is just, are we going to see an actual crackdown? We're going to see... cops throwing people out of these parks?
I don't think we'll see the latter anytime soon. I do think that there's going to be a bit of a closer watch. Yesterday the police did give them the opportunity to, the witnesses, eyewitnesses who said they saw this happen, they gave them the chance to say there's peace. And so the protesters left fairly peaceably. They, still are hoping for a little bit more rights. But so I think it's kind of a tentative.
Yeah. That priceless photo on A15 today in the Washington Times. If you haven't seen it yet, folks, check it out. It is a bunch of these protesters. And as I mentioned, some are wearing masks, wearing scarves over their faces. Some are carrying signs. The one sign I love is, "We will occupy the jails, liberate our prisoners, and overthrow the guards." Oh, yeah. Okay.
Yeah.
That's good. That's good. What that has to do with,
Well, that's the problem. That's what one guy said, because they have this... The way that they get people's attention now when somebody wants to speak is they do a call and answer back, and they go, mic check, mic check, mic check. And unfortunately, one guy was telling me, said some people will abuse that privilege. And so they'll get on the microphone and just start spouting something outrageous like that. And they're like, hang on a second. We don't all necessarily feel like this. So I think there's also some dissent coming up in the ranks.
Yeah. All right. You were working a little earlier on the Virginia election story, weren't you?
I was, yes. I was out going to polling places, seeing how things
turnout,
were going.
Turnout, I understand, was not real high.
Kind of low, yeah. I went out to the Green Spring Community Living Center. It's uh-huh. a retired community. And
right.
those guys, this is like an event for them
today.
Everybody got their hair did. Yeah, yeah. It was like, it was voting time. But everywhere else, yeah, it was kind of quiet. Even at lunch hour, I went to Roslyn, one of the fire stations there, to see, hey, everybody comes out of their buildings. They go and vote. Nope. Just older people.
Some of the concerns were over redistricting, and some people were going to, they thought people would show up at the wrong polling
place. Yeah, and that's happened a couple times in Fairfax County where a lot of the lines shifted, but it's mostly been, you got to go down the road a mile or something. Not like, hey, you just drove 20 minutes and you're in the wrong spot.
Yeah.
But one guy had an interesting comment. He said, next year when there's the presidential election, even if, this happens and you're only a block away, you're going to be waiting online for a while, and surprise, you get up to the box and you realize this isn't where you're supposed to be, and you've wasted an hour of your time.
Yeah.
So hopefully things will get straightened out a little bit more by next November.
All right. Well, thank you very much. I know that you were supposed to be on a little earlier, but the Herman Cain press conference
it's
kind of shifted
okay.
you, and I'm holding you up from your dinner, I know, right now. I saw you snacking.
My pizza isn't downstairs right now. Skulls are going to crackle.
All right. Meredith Summers, thank you much.
Sure.
We'll do it again. Thank you.